Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Oh, no. It's Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. This doesn't worry you at all?
Well, I woke up late today.
That's what I mean. You woke up late today. I was running behind. I come in, the computer's all wonky.
Oh, that's right. All of our stuff is jacked up.
Everything I'm doing isn't like, you know, I was
we
like,
can't get into the mailbox.
The mailbox is locked, which is kind of critical.
Which is
these
also
days.
Probably good because we don't know where it is.
It's Friday the 13th. This is why. This is our problem.
I don't usually put a lot of stock into it, mostly because there was that year where every month was a Friday the 13th.
Did have a lot of them. It's like 8 in 1 year.
This year, this is the only one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
This is the only Friday the 13th of the year.
Holy cow.
So if you believed it to have any power, it would have all the power.
See, this, I've always thought, yeah, it was all concentrated into one horrible day.
Which is today.
Which is what I'm getting vibe-wise.
Well, all right, let's pack it in.
Okay, so this is a thing.
It's all downhill from here.
First off, I need to mention that there's something I was, like, most people don't believe in superstition. Most people don't believe that Friday the 13th is
I'll give you that one. Unlucky. I think most people believe in a superstition, but I don't know that it's Friday the 13th.
Now, the people that do actually believe in Friday the 13th, they really believe in Friday the 13th. I'm not even in that category.
No, they don't leave their house.
We used to work with someone that 1,000% would not. They treated Friday the 13th like a Final Destination movie. They didn't leave. They didn't. They certainly didn't come to work because we knew them from work. And they're like, not working today. Well,
of course, if you
are taking a Friday off or what?
Watch Final Destination, you know you're not any safer in your home.
It makes
in fact,
it worse.
I think you're less safe in your house.
It makes it worse, dude. It's all one.
It makes your violent death all the more tragic.
Yeah, it's just going to be that much more awful. Like, just go. I mean, at least. If you're gonna go,
at least have witnesses.
Yeah, just don't make it. Don't let your home.
Tell my story.
tell them. Tell them what happened here today. Yeah, I don't know. I'm normally not a big Friday the 13th person. That said, I'm all in based on what I've experienced today.
So far.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should honestly dip. Just call it a day. It's
I don't
a
know.
Friday.
I did get coffee cake with my coffee, so.
At least
a
you have
a little good, a little bad.
At least you have a snack for when everything goes wrong
when things
today.
Take a turn.
We will see how this plays out, guys. This is going to be a ride. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud. Happy Friday the 13th. We are the home of 10,000 for the troops, brought to you by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And as we mentioned, we have no access to our mailbox, so we're just going to hope for the best right now.
I was going to say, at least that's something good. Not even the deals are good today.
Wait.
I mean, Krispy Kreme is dead to us now, but they had a promotion today. It's a BOGO plus 13 cents.
Oh.
Not even a real BOGO.
Like, this is, I just get bad vibes in general today. I don't know why. Be careful out there. Be cautious.
Stay vigilant.
Be vigilant. Yes. Yes.
But actually, let's just see this to its natural conclusion.
Okay.
Conspiracy theories. All of them.
Stop it.
The ones you believe, the ones you want to believe. That's coming up next.
Okay.
What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
We're going to do this?
We're going to do this.
Oh, Lord.
Are we going to do it properly is the real question.
I'm ready if you want to go down this road.
Katie's Conspiracy Corner?
Katie's Conspiracy Corner.
Yes, I do.
There's no one that loves a conspiracy theory on this earth that I know more than you. Not
whether it's
one.
Believable or not.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I just love talking about them. I love reading about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, birds aren't real. Hysterical. That is hysterical. And obviously not true. And the guy who created it very much knows it's not true.
Yeah, he's
but
aware.
But it's so funny. The lengths that they have gone to. to try and prove that this is legit. So in the spirit of that, let us all unfold our tinfoil hats, or fold our tinfoil hats if you've not yet made one, and go down a few different rabbit holes.
I'm good.
Because BuzzFeed put together a delightful list, and I have got a few of my own to add.
Okay.
Some of these actually, I think, a conspiracy within a conspiracy, because whoever is responsible, I mean the company responsible, wants these to get out as the conspiracy because they look better.
Gotcha.
Right? Because, oh, that's obviously not true, but it's, no, it is true. And they're the ones that said it was a conspiracy,
yep.
Not the American people.
Yep, yep, yep.
Case in point, your phone's microphone constantly hot and listening for keywords to target advertising. That is 1,000% true.
That is not a conspiracy. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is
and
true.
And you know that by your everyday life.
That is true.
Talk about something weird, then check out your targeted ads on Google or anything.
Yeah. Like, that is
and
not.
And report back.
That is, if you say that's some kind of a conspiracy, like that's gaslighting.
That's a fact.
That is, yes, it's 100% used.
That's a fact.
Okay?
Or how about this one? Starbucks baristas are told to misspell customers' names, so people post photos online of their cups, providing free advertising.
That sounds a little iffy, but you know what? Conspiracy.
Also hilarious, because if you say, look, just do it to everybody,
mm-hmm.
then no one person or group or anything can say, well, they only get this wrong or they only do this. It's like, no, across the board, they're just really bad at this. Maybe they shouldn't ask for names at all. Area 51 is a publicity stunt by the government to hide the real testing facility.
What?
So there is a testing facility.
But it's not Area 51. It's too obvious. Dude, how many other sites are that large? That thing's a massive base.
You'll never know.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, that is intriguing. That is intriguing.
It's probably the fireworks warehouse that you only see people at like twice a year.
That's where we keep our stash.
We really keep the aliens.
Okay. Right.
I hadn't heard this before. Cops go on Waze and leave notes about random police sightings because that causes people to slow down.
I have heard this one that they will play in there because they know, similar to leaving a car, like an unoccupied squad car on the side of the roads. People see it, their immediate reaction. So you don't have to write tickets.
But the problem with Waze is, of course, if you're actively using it, then you just say, oh, the no longer there.
And if enough
people do that, it goes away immediately.
Yeah, it mutes it. So that's the downside. I guess it could work.
It just depends on where you're at, how many people, the population maybe. Mm. Big Bread paid toaster manufacturers to put in a setting that's too high so people would burn their toast, thus having to buy more bread.
Big Bread is in with Big Toaster.
Look at you, Miss Baird.
Mrs. Baird's sat down with the head of the five families of toasters and said, let's work out a mutually beneficial relationship.
Absolutely.
Sell more loaves.
Put all the wrong instructions on these things.
As they laughed in a smoke-filled room, a deal was done then.
I mean, that's true. If you follow the instructions on anything for a toaster, it's nuked. You gotta go to like the lowest setting. That's hilarious. And one more, that Disney came out with Frozen. So when you Google Disney Frozen, you get information about the movie and not all the websites talking about Walt Disney's body being cryogenically frozen.
I also do not believe that is a conspiracy theory either.
Well, I don't think he was frozen.
I thought it was just his head.
I thought it was just his head too, but I think that's been debunked. And also, if you were to Google
Disney Frozen,
you would get like Disney on Ice.
I don't think he would ever get the first thing.
Not literal Disney on Ice, but I mean like Disney on Ice, like the show.
Yeah, not Walt. Because that's what he is. He's on ice somewhere. Where would they keep him? Because I fully believe he did. Because Walt Disney was an insane person. Okay, he just happened to create something we all love very much.
Weren't they going to have like a big facility in San Antonio, like in some old historic mansion?
There's a thing like they were going to do.
And they were calling it like I cannot remember the story off the top of my head, but the guy was like linking it to Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And he was going to have like all these rich people's bodies.
It was going to be Futurama. Same thing. It's like then someone forgets to hit the button and then you wake up 10,000 years in the future. Whoopsies. You know, someone bumps into you while they're delivering a pizza one day. Oh, yeah. Okay. Congrats. Good Lord. I'm sure you guys have some of these too. So I don't let us hog all the fun.
No,
feel free to share.
No, one of my favorites is that Finland isn't real.
Finland isn't real.
Finland is nothing but a fabricated country.
But you can go there, Katie.
You can't?
Have you ever tried?
No, I haven't ever tried to go to Finland.
You ever met anyone from Finland?
A Finn?
You ever? I mean...
No, I can't. No, I can't.
If you look into it, people say that Finland's population is exaggerated.
Like how? Like exaggerated by everyone?
People who claim to be Finnish are actually from neighboring countries.
So why do they say they're Finnish?
And most flights to Finland don't go to Finland.
What? Wait, whoa.
They land somewhere else entirely.
Does Finland have an airport? Is that maybe they're so...
I don't know. I mean, it can very easily be debunked if you ask these questions, but it is absurd and it is hilarious. And that's the kind of conspiracy I'm into.
Good morning, everyone.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Squidward tentacles.
Like the, is that the...
Like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, is that the freebie for today?
Squidward tentacles.
All right. Okay. That's pretty
Scrumpy.
Cut and dry, man.
Obviously very musically gifted. No one else seems to realize that.
Oh, no.
So what is a Money Minute freebie? That is a free answer in today's Money Minute. Mm-hmm. So every day before 8:30, we give you a chance to win $100. All you have to do is go get registered online, thebullhouston.com/contest. And, when we call, you got to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds.
Well, now 9 if you know the answer to
Squidward. One of
Squidward tentacles. Yes, thebullhouston.com/contest.
If you smell
what Sean
is cooking.
I just told you yesterday, I was like, hey, minicamp's over. You're going to sleep easy for, you know,
I know,
a while,
man.
You know?
I know.
And now, not anymore.
Dude, literally. So we had Nick Caserio, the GM of the Texans, on our show yesterday.
That's right.
He joins us like once every few weeks. And this is the last time he's going to join us until training camp starts in July.
Right.
Training camp starts late July. And we were on. He was on with us from 7:15 until 8 o'clock.
Right.
We had a nice conversation about
nice deep dive.
Oh, offensive line and C.J. Stroud and hey, Nick Chubb, new Texan.
Yeah.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of your garden variety conversation. And then a half hour after we hang up with him, Jimmy Ward gets arrested for domestic assault up in Magnolia, at his home up in Magnolia, which was, I started thinking to myself, boy, what if this had come down in the middle of our conversation with Nick Caserio? What do you do? Like, how do you break the news to the GM that some guy got arrested on his team?
Oh, yeah, like if it whips that, across your screen he hadn't necessarily seen it because he's talking to you.
Now, somebody in the building would have seen it, though, and probably alerted him to it while he was on his conversation with us. But still, it was pretty wild that it happened. Now, it happening on the same day we're talking to Nick Caserio obviously is not the big story. The big story is Jimmy Ward.
You're arrested for domestic violence.
Jimmy Ward. Well, and here's the thing with Jimmy Ward also. And for those who haven't heard the details on it, arrested 5:30 in the morning on Thursday morning. So early Thursday morning up in Montgomery County for family violence assault, including strangulation. So and just to put it in plain English, what he's being accused of right now, you know, it's innocent until proven guilty, obviously, but what he's being accused of is strangling his fiance.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah. So, that's her allegation towards Jimmy Ward. We'll wait and see. You know, the Texans put out a very brief statement saying that we're waiting to see what the details are. You know, we have no further comment at this time,
right,
which they shouldn't.
No.
But I think, like, from an emotional standpoint, D'Amico Ryans and Jimmy Ward go way back. He was with D'Amico when D'Amico was the defensive coordinator in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And when D'Amico got here in 2023, that was the first signing they made in free agency, was to essentially bring Jimmy Ward over. He's an older player. He got drafted in, like, 2015 or something
right,
like that. Bring him over to be a leader on the team. And he has been. He's been one of the captains the last 2 years on this team. So that's a rough look. I would imagine that D'Amico is probably even more upset than he would normally be over a player being accused of something like this and being arrested for it. The other thing is this is unfamiliar territory for the Texans. Since 2000, the Texans have had the least number of player arrests in the
NFL.
That's
what I was going to say. They're actually like... weirdly buttoned up of a professional football team, because things happen. Usually, yeah. You have a couple of isolated incidents. They really, quiet.
Quantitatively, the numbers are there. They've had 17 arrests in the history of the franchise.
This is number
18.
That's like 1 year of the University of Florida.
That's just right, to give man. You some Dude, idea. That's the 30 for 30 about the U had 17 in the first 4 minutes. So this is a story that's still unfolding here. Yeah. A little bit, and we'll wait and see what happens.
Awful.
Yeah. You just got to wait and the NFL is going to do their own investigation of it. Even if Jimmy Ward, the charges get dropped, the NFL still will do an investigation of it.
Absolutely.
They've got their own court of law that they operate in. So this is, you're right, Frito, in a period of the calendar where we thought, okay, well, it's just going to be a dead zone for the Texans here.
Mm.
5.5 hours into the dead zone,
yeah.
Jimmy Ward arrested.
Off to the races.
Dude,
thank you so much for catching us up. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. I know, it's Friday the 13th, lots of just iffy juju floating around out there. We don't like it.
Weird.
Not a fan, but we cannot let that distract us from the fact that it is a Father's Day weekend this weekend, y'all.
It is. That's right. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Let's celebrate with some Aaron Watson tickets. He's a dad.
He's
a great dad.
A dang good dad, y'all. And also the perfect way to salute dad.
And playing at the Rustic on June 27th.
Yeah, if you want to win these tickets, 713-881-5500 is our phone number, because it is time for a round of 5 in 5.
Probably themed.
Just let that. That's probably a hint.
Think it through.
Probably a hint.
We'll give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name 5 things that fall within that category. And if you can do it, you win your way to Aaron Watson.
All right. So hit us up. 713-881-5500. We'll get you lined up. Play 5 in 5 next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, home of 10,000 for the Troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Care. Still time to get your cards to us.
There is.
Just do it before June 26th.
Mm-hmm.
The day before the Aaron Watson show.
Oh.
We're giving tickets away to right now.
Interesting. All right. Let's play 5 in 5. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
This is Mary.
Mary, let's get started. 5 in 5 today.
Mary, going to give you a category here. Father's Day is this weekend, so maybe no surprise, we're going to do famous TV dads.
Oh, wow.
So you will have 5 seconds to give us 5 TV dads, okay? 5 TV dads, 5 seconds. Your time starts now.
Bill Dumpy, Phillip Spank, Al Bundy, Homer Simpson, and Peter Griffin.
You would have. I mean, that's close. That's close. But we need speed. This is a speed game, Mary. I am so sorry. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Alicia,
you're up next in 5 in 5.
Alicia, remember, Aaron Watson tickets are on the line.
You're going to have to move.
You got to talk fast.
Mm-hmm. Waste no time.
5 TV dads. TV dads with Father's Day on Sunday. Looking for 5 TV dads in 5 seconds. Your time starts now.
Jen the Toolman Taylor. Danny. Oh, God.
That's where you messed up. Tim the Tool Man is like, I just got to go. Boom. Tim Taylor. Boom. Danny Tanner. Boom. Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Brittany,
this is a speed game. Keep that in mind.
Yes. Very, very important, Brittany. 5 in 5. Going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name 5 things in the category. Father's Day is Sunday, so let's do TV dads.
Yes.
So any famous TV dad. Could be an animated show.
The name of the person?
The character.
Exactly.
That'd be the actor.
Yeah.
The character in the show. We need 5 TV dads. Your time starts.
Oh, no.
Now?
Bart Simpson.
In fairness,
he did
Bart
grow up
Simpson,
to be a dad in one of the later episodes. Yes,
yes, he could be. I mean, he's Bart's like
45
years old. Yeah,
kids.
He's absolutely got kids.
Oh, if you would have asked me TV shows that have dads, I could have named so many.
All of them.
Let's keep that in mind for a future round. Thank you so much. 713-881-5500. If you want to play, call us. Get more of you on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Back to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
this is Catherine.
All right, Catherine, this has been a daunting challenge, but it is 5-5, and we do have Aaron Watson tickets, so we're going to hit you with the same thing.
That's it, same category even, because it's Friday the 13th, and I'm not rolling the dice on anything.
No, no, no.
If you've been paying attention, you might already have five TV dads. Five TV dads. We just need you to say them in 5 seconds. So talk real fast. Your time starts now.
Dan Conner, Amy Taylor, Phillip Banks, Al Bundy, Danny Tanner, Bill Dumphy.
That's just a shotgun strategy right there. A shotgun strategy.
I heard it up.
Leave no doubts. Leave no doubt.
Get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my brain shut off about like three names in. I was like, oh, no,
we're going to get there.
She knows what she's doing. Don't get in her way.
And you get to go see Aaron Watson June 27th at the Rustic.
Yes, you do.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Nicholas, so before you get into the, quote, hottest night of your life, do we need to remind you that we are governed by the rules of the FCC? And really, more importantly, a bunch of managers and consultants, not to mention the moms that would probably like this to, or at least keep it at least somewhat family-friendly today?
No. I got it. Katie already gave me that Wrath of God speech.
Oh, damn right.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, perfect. So now that that's out of the way, tell us what happened with you and Kara. Well, what can you talk about anyway? Fewer details, the better.
Okay. Yeah. The short version is just like, well, I don't know how to rationalize any of it because, like you said, it was the hottest night of my life. I truly amazing. And now, Kara's just gone. You know, I can't get anything from her whatsoever. Believe me, I've tried.
Okay. Well, how did all of this, the two of you, come to pass?
This was a Tinder match. Oh. Now, look, I will throw it out there. I know it was Tinder, and I know that's probably the worst place that I could be looking for a relationship, I really wasn't on there just looking for a hookup. It's just, you know, as far as the different apps go, it's literally the easiest one, you know?
That is an interesting choice of words.
Like, easiest for what, dude?
No. Not like that. Not like that. I mean,
okay.
The amount of people alone, it's pretty surface level, but I'm all about casting a wide net, as wide of a net as possible. You know, that's a pretty impressive net.
Gotcha. So I'll take that to mean you matched with a few people. What about this or her made it so exceptional?
Well, there were a few other girls that I've been talking to. I met up with some of them, but Kara and I, you know, once it started, it progressed in a hurry. Our original plan was we were just going to meet up for a few drinks, get to know each other. That was my original plan, actually.
What did she want to do?
Okay. In no uncertain terms, she said that was not happening. Okay. She said I was to come over to her house.
Oh.
And she got graphic.
Right.
Because I know, the Wrath of God and Katie, Lord, all that.
Smart move. And we appreciate you for that. But the obvious question, what do you think happened there? Is it possible that she was just looking for a hookup?
Well, that's one thought. But I'll tell you what I'm really afraid of. I'm afraid that I may have overstepped. I got too comfortable. I got lost in my emotions, we'll say.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What did you do exactly?
I stayed the night. I think I made that part fairly obvious. So the next morning, I wake up and she's in the shower. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to join her, right? You know, and well, I kind of washed her hair.
Sorry?
I washed her hair.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, I did. I washed her hair, but it's something that I like to do.
Often? For other people.
Not in general, you know, not for strangers or anything. It's just,
well,
a woman's hair, especially if it's got bounce, some curl. Oof.
What?
Oh, all right. You know how some people like feet? People like feet. I like washing hair. I really like washing hair.
Wow. All right.
So what?
Cool.
What was her reaction to that?
Yeah.
How did she take that?
She was startled. I startled, oh, I guess, went with it, but she felt weird, you know? I kind of took the hint and I left. I tried not to think too much about it, and then now not hearing from her for this long, I think I need to clean it up.
Again.
You know?
Again with the phrasing. Nick, you're killing me.
That's what got you into trouble in the first place. Like, what's the plan? You apologize and say you'll never do that again? Like, no more hair washing episodes?
Slow down, okay? I think we can come to some kind of agreement.
Slow down. All right. Okay.
I'm open to compromises, you know? Let's just figure out what's going on in the first place.
Great plan. So let's call Kara, and we will see what she can clear up for us. That's next on Frito and Kitty.
Houston, I have a problem.
I'm going to give Nicholas some props because based on the email.
Yes. Yes.
I like the way that he described the date.
That was acceptable.
I was very worried about it.
It's acceptable.
But he revealed that he likes to wash hair, and he did, in fact, do that.
Yes.
To Kara.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a thing for him. I don't
want to say. Everybody's got their thing. I'm not knocking
not
that.
Not yucking any yums.
But it's possible that threw her to the point where she doesn't know what to do or she's afraid to reach back out.
Made it weird.
Maybe she thinks she did make it weird and she doesn't know how to apologize, thus making a weird situation weirder. I don't know. Let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Kara?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie.
Wait, so I'm like playing a game? Is it like a secret word thing or like a phrase?
No. It's something like that.
No, we're calling because someone emailed us and said they frankly probably owe you an apology.
His name is Nicholas. Do you remember Nicholas?
Damn it. Yeah, I should have known. Of course he's Nicholas.
Kara, listen, I get it. I do. I'm not trying to make it weird or weirder than it probably already is. It's the hair, right? It was the hair that was a sensitive topic for you.
I don't want my business out in front of strangers. Okay. What is this? What do you know? What do they know?
Well, Kara, he did sort of catch us up on all of the hair stuff.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't think either of us needs to know much more.
No, we do not.
So there's that.
No, we definitely have nothing to add.
Okay, yeah, well, honestly, me either, okay? It was definitely a first for me, okay? I will say it did not suck.
Oh, no.
It was actually kind of... No, it was nice, you know? And Nicholas, he did, like, a really good job with the conditioner and all that, but, like...
Hey!
Honestly... No, my hair has never been, like, more soft. There's that. It's just, there's a couple of things you can't really, like, look past.
No, of course. We get everyone has a weird thing, right?
As far as kinks go, sounds pretty good.
On scale, yeah, I know.
You know? When I'm in the shower, I wish someone would do that for me. My arms start to get real tired after a while.
No, you don't.
No, this isn't. That has nothing to do with him, like, washing my hair. Like I said, I kind of liked it.
Right, so...
There was something else?
Like, something worse?
I thought that we just decided that it wasn't that bad. What happened to that?
Whatever.
it's just... So, he's the only guy who'd have... Okay, so he washes my hair.
Got it.
I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. And as I'm processing, I look over at him, and he's using this loofah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Can we? All right.
Say no more.
Just proceed with caution. Loofahs are a triggering thing for Katie. It's a long story.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, like, extra triggering because it was my loofah.
No.
It was mine.
No, he did not.
Calm.
Yes.
Calm.
No, he absolutely did. And he was like, like really going to town with it. And like, it was my ick, you know, like, I don't know why You left it at my house.
I'm like, not going to be able to do this.
Get the hell out of here. You think I got cooties or something? I mean, really.
It's not, oh my God, how old are we? It's not cooties. It's just like, it's pure filth. It, like, it you're is. Disgusting. That's my loofah.
You it's like a toothbrush,
you know? Like,
what?
It's not made for like, sharing. It's a one-user type of appliance.
It's a glorified washcloth, okay? Plus, it's filled with body wash. It gets right. rinsed off. It's
right.
clean. You get it with the hot water. You stand there. It's fine. No harm, no foul.
I mean...
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm so confused. Did you hear anything I just said? That is, it's just like a no-no. You cannot justify it. You have to just like...
Well, yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay.
I'd argue it's also nothing like a washcloth.
Oh,
because
my God.
As the name implies, you wash okay. those. A loofah was dirty to start mm-hmm. with.
I mean...
Right? And someone else's
it's
dirty.
Just...
Yeah.
I told, like, yeah. okay. Point made. Yeah. Point made. However, Kara, on the scale of 1 to... freaky hair fetish. This doesn't seem like all that big of a deal.
No, look, sure, one is a bit weird. It might like take some getting used to, but the other one is straight up like biohazard.
Okay?
Line.
Stop it. You're being dramatic, biohazard. If it's hanging in the shower, it's suggesting that it's for communal use.
Oh my God.
I'll bet that absolutely I am not the only not. Person to think that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Look, let's figure this out and see if this is all that weird. Do you think you can even do this? Like, are you going to be able
to? It's going to be an eye-opening conversation for at least one of you.
Oh, wow. We'll see what we find out. But don't go anywhere. Hang on.
She's right, right? I mean, no. You can't. I mean, you cannot use another person's loofah.
This is a ridiculous thing
to assume.
I think it's just a loofah, but like, look.
It's just a loofah that belongs to a body.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
I don't know that it's
a
quite.
Body. As, singular.
Look, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. What are your thoughts?
Dracula, like, it's the most disgusting thing on the planet. Is it?
Yes.
Like, it's a loofah. It's a loofah. It's just a...
People don't like it when you're clean and you use the same towels to dry yourself. What makes you think you'd want to share something that gets the bits of you from dirty to clean?
Morning, Trina. Let's talk loofahs.
Well, I'm kind of confused.
Right.
Didn't they just spend the night doing the do?
Yes, they did. They did the do, as some might say.
And it's just a loofah.
Just a loofah.
They're replaceable. Mm. And did she enjoy the rest of the night?
It seemed like the loofah was really the big problem. She was disgusted by this. It was an overreach.
Yes, I got that. And I think the rest of it might overcome a loofah if she enjoyed the rest of it.
I would agree.
You can get a new loofah, but I think it's the principle of the thing.
You can get a new loofah.
Should you share a loofah?
Because once you see him taking those liberties, will he take those liberties easier?
Yeah, probably maybe. So.
Probably so. Right.
Yeah, maybe he might. Matt, he might have waited till the second night to do that. I don't know.
I wonder if that would have changed anything. Somehow, I doubt it. But hey, thank you so much. These are excellent points.
Like, when does he use the toothbrush? You know, like, come on.
One of these.
Oh
days.
No, not toothbrush. We kind of got to cut the line right there.
So the line for you is toothbrush bad. But loofah, yeah, right.
I mean, I have more toothbrushes in the drawer, but, that's just,
Okay, all right, Some extenuating circumstances.
I get it. I understand it. But also, a loofah is getting into the...
Nooks and crannies.
The cracks and crevices. Yeah, I just... I feel like you're going to get more.
The terrain.
I knew that was coming. You're right.
It's all not to be done, in my opinion.
Thank you so much. Mia, what do you think?
Hi. Good morning. I listen to you guys every morning on my drive.
Oh, thank you.
Ew.
And sorry.
I love you guys. But ew. But my ick is when a girl tells a guy, I don't like that you did this, why do they have to argue to justify what they did wrong?
Oh, what, the dude?
Wait. Yeah, which one do you?
Yeah.
Because if you're saying it goes without saying, I mean, you just say you used my loofah. She didn't need to go into detail. I mean, I was with her. Or no?
Yeah, it was gross. But he could have been like, oh, I'm sorry. And then just been like, I won't do it again.
Yes.
I'll get to you.
Just cave immediately.
Yes.
Just cave immediately.
Yes. Yeah. Roll
don't,
over.
Don't.
Roll
over she's die. Not interested. Well, I think it's she's not interested in whatever your reason is. Like, let's be real. You could have any reason on the planet. She's not going to care. If she cares that much about the loofah, that's it. That's it. A line has been crossed. So whatever you thought was the good reason, just abandon it. Just move on.
Yeah. I'm
hey, like, sorry, man. I'll bring my own loofah. Okay, never again. I'll buy a loofah for you and for me. You know, different loofahs.
Yeah.
Will never be a problem again.
Yeah, but loofahs are super gross. Ick.
Yeah, you can't. Why can't share a loofah.
Why does everyone think this is a gross thing? Like,
are you?
No,
I feel like you're. I feel like you're doing this on purpose.
It's just a loofah. It's just a loofah.
You're just trying to upset me.
I'm like, it's plastic. It's gross. I use the African net. That thing exfoliates way better, and you can wash that because it's made out of like cloth.
Right.
You can put it in like really, really hot water and all of that fun stuff.
But it can be
loofahs
disinfected.
Are plastic.
Loofahs are full of bacteria.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like full of bacteria. Disgusting.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. If you've got thoughts, hit us up. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Frida thinks it's perfectly acceptable. Not even to just use a loofah, but to use someone else's loofah. It's gross enough to have a loofah, period.
Yeah, that's your stance.
Now you're scrubbing yourself with someone else's dead skin cells and bacteria and God only knows what else.
It's
not to be done, people.
Let's see.
Ask your dermatologist.
Go ahead. What do you think?
So mentally, I can't do it.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So you'd see that and you'd be like, ah, like throw it in the trash, it's done.
Well, I mean, I've housed it for a friend of mine when they go on vacations and other things.
Yeah.
And she leaves hers in the shower and mentally I can't use, even though she says, you know, our house is your house and I know she's been my best friend for almost 15 years.
Right.
But mentally I can't do it.
No.
That's a level of closeness that you don't need to know.
I bring my own everything. I bring my own shampoo, my own conditioner, my own body wash, my own loofah, everything.
You just move it all with you, and then you're good. So never in any universe would you share a loofah. Never, never, never.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Hey.
I'm with you.
Thank you so much. Marco, would you share a loofah?
You know, I gotta side with Katie on this one because this is that's kind of personal. Like, that's my loofah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna want to share my loofah with anyone. And honestly, like, if I'm using it, I'm not expecting to have someone else's, you know, leftover skin on something, let alone their leftover odor.
You in your mind want...
There's a level of trust there. You just assume no one's gonna touch that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then to find out that's been violated... Wow, that's the more I think about it, the worse it gets.
And if you honestly, like, I'd pose you a 2-part question. First part about it, why or like who would tell you that it's acceptable to use their loofah?
Yes.
And part two, how long have you been doing this?
How many loofahs have you used that belong to other people?
Me?
Yeah, and then that kind of like just takes away the trust that, you know, someone would have like to say. Like, oh, you wouldn't use their toothbrush. And then, like, just like that Katie said, like, would you use someone else's toothbrush? No. Well, you're essentially almost doing the same thing in a certain personal opinion.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Like you're flirting with that line, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, everyone seems pretty one-sided about this. I'm a little bit surprised, a little bit shocked.
I don't know how.
I
want to know where the doctors are at that know that using a washcloth or even your hands... the better alternative to using a loofah. I would like them to weigh in so I don't have to do the heavy lifting here.
Well, I actually don't.
I think that if you're wanting to talk about the difference between a loofah, a washcloth, and your hand, a hand is not going to be able to scrub as much as a washcloth.
That's true.
And then no exfoliant on your hand.
Also, a loofah is able to actually, you know, scrub off the leftover dead skin that a washcloth can't even get to.
Well,
so
the problem is
loofah most surface often. Area just more efficient.
The loofah, though, being the complete disgusting piece of bacteria that it is, is the most abrasive. True, so it will do a good job of exfoliating. But when it goes too far, that means your skin is now open up to all that bacteria on the loofah.
Goes too far. Like
now,
when you just
over-exfoliate. In that regard, though, you have to also remember, you are using soap and water, the best material to clean bacteria. So if you clean off your loofah and it already, you know, has that soap and you're cleaning it off just to make sure you rain off all that soap, you are essentially cleaning your loofah at the same time as you're cleaning yourself.
I rest my
case. That's not
my case.
There have been studies. I invite you to look them up.
Brother, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Jasmine, we were talking loofahs and whether or not you can share them. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't share loofahs. That's
thank
disgusting.
You. Thank
never,
you.
Ever, ever share a loofah. That's mine personal, and if you touch it, I'm liable
you're
to freak
dead.
Out.
You're dead.
You don't even
last shower you ever take.
You won't even touch. You won't even touch.
No, I won't touch it. I will burn it. I will burn it.
That's exactly
at that
what
point,
you should
it is
do.
Going in a fire.
Who would
it
even have that thought? Like, how would that even cross your mind?
Because it's a loofah. It's a loofah, and it's right there hanging in the shower, and you're just like, okay.
No, that's mine. That's mine. At that point, I might as well go ahead and make a label for it, because it's not yours.
I don't mind.
You did not place it in there.
Look, when I first got to my in-law's house when I moved to Houston.
Don't say it.
I used their loofah. In the guest
no.
shower. Yeah.
You used a guest shower loofah?
Nope. Yeah, nope. I used a guest shower loofah.
How
family.
Many bodies has
you
that loofah
touched?
You don't
know what kind touched? Of nasty germs they have. What if they have, like, nasty skin?
They're my in-laws! They're clean as can be. They're clean
yes,
as a whistle.
You don't know that. You stand in the shower with them and watch them shower.
Well, now
you
it's
know,
getting
we're
weird.
We're taking this too far. I don't need to know
hey,
these things.
You know what? Thank you so much for the call. Points were made. We appreciate it. Rito and Katie, who's this?
Anna.
Anna, okay.
Anna's disgusted. I can already tell.
I heard an, let's talk sharing loofahs. What do you think?
Okay, there are like three things in your life you don't share. It's your birthday, your loofah, and your toothbrush.
You know, y'all are making me feel like I'm...
I love that list.
Making me feel very, very self-conscious about this.
As you should, because it's disgusting.
That is a...
It's disgusting.
I guess, yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That is, if there is a one-liner that comes out of this conversation,
That's a good one. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
That is the
I'll
one.
I'll credit you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys have a great day.
You Same. Too.
Rito and Katie, the Bull, the home of 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Just wanted to give a quick note to my people up north that we will be in spring, bright and early tomorrow, for another pickup party with King Ranch Ag and Turf.
And when he says bright and early, he means it. So we will be there from 8 until 10.
That's right.
So you can drop off your cards there, or you can make your cards there. I'm going to bring out a ton of different thank you cards and things that I just have in my house
yes.
that you can fill out.
That's the cool thing. Is like, because we know that some of you are, good Lord, so dedicated with this. We've heard from a lot of you. We've seen a lot of your packages coming in, and you're doing tons and tons of cards. That is not a requirement. The whole idea here is just to show gratitude to someone who is overseas fighting to keep us free.
We want to remind them we're with them. They are not alone.
And if you haven't had time to, that's fine. If you're around spring tomorrow from 8 to 10, swing by, put a couple of words into a card. We will work with Boots for Troops to get it sent to a service member for you. And I promise you it will make their day.
It'll make both your days.
Yeah, 100%. What's coming up in trending?
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, not again. Yeah, it is. I
was
trying to ignore it.
I was
going to
let it die, but right. I keep hearing from people that are just saying little things like, oh, man, nothing's going right today, or, oh, I've had a morning.
It
like
is a
everyone
weird,
I've interacted
it,
with
it
today.
It is so weird that everyone is having the same experience. It has been freaking me out since we started the show.
I can explain it.
Okay.
Coming up next, we'll talk about why it messes with your head and how it messes with your wallet. What's trending? That's next for Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
The unofficial holiday for blaming everything on the day. On your bad, rotten
I get
luck.
It. I get it. But like, again.
Outside factors.
Again, I cannot deny that it has been a squirrely day.
It has.
Since I woke up. Like, it's not like just one. It's everything has been a step off.
Was it 2023 where we had the million Friday the 13th?
There were so many of them.
And then in 2024, I think there were two.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only Friday the 13th for 2025.
That's right.
There's one. All the bad juju is concentrated today.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Katie, I have
no
idea.
One stat that I always read associated with Friday the 13th is we as Americans, lose between $700 and $900 million every year for like a decade. That has been reported. No one has ever debunked it to my knowledge. But it's just because even if you don't truly believe in it, you might say, well, maybe I don't want to roll the dice just
today in case. Is not the day to skydive.
So exactly. Right? So you cancel things. You cancel flights. You don't make big purchases or things that you might otherwise normally do.
You just
on
say,
what's just a Friday?
Just let it sit until Monday.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And I think if enough people do that, obviously, that would add up.
When you put it that way,
why is it so messing with our heads, especially today? I will give you those details. But first, I want to talk about something truly touching. Rhett Akins broke down in tears after being honored by his son, Thomas Rhett. So if you didn't somehow already know,
right,
Thomas Rhett's father is country singer Rhett Akins. Thomas's full name,
legendary
Thomas Rhett Akins Jr.
Yeah, country pioneer.
And the other night, the two of them got to share a really special moment on stage.
Okay.
So Rhett received the Non-Performing Songwriter Icon Award by the National Music Publishers Association, and Thomas was in the house to honor him with a song they wrote together.
Holy cow.
So when Rhett got up to give his speech, he was overwhelmed.
I gotta hear this.
I have not cried in 20 years, I don't think. I don't know how. So I'm like, I just saw, can I? Mean, only God could do this. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God. Thomas Rhett, thank you for doing that. I never would have dreamed. All the years we sat in the kitchen playing guitars and writing little dumb songs, and turned out to be this. Thank you, Thomas Rhett, for doing this today.
That's incredible. I can't even put myself in.
That's incredible.
Because again, he's already.
Truly.
That's amazing. And I can only imagine how special that was to him. Wow.
Other country news, I guess the Grammys were sick of hearing about whether Beyonce deserved to win Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter. So they just decided to announce a major change.
Okay.
For next year's Grammys, the award formerly known as Best Country Album will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album. And they will be adding a new category, Best Traditional
they're going to split
Country
it
Album.
Because everyone's going to have a lot of pop stars
to unpack
are going
here.
To be dropping more country albums. We know that there's a few of them that are working on them because it's a very popular space to be.
Yep. And we know Beyonce won.
Yes. Yes.
So the timing of this is okay. Everyone had their questions. Everyone had their opinions. Where do we go from here?
Here's why I think this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Because this happened, I don't know how many people are old enough to remember when rock was actually a music that people put out, you know, regularly. One year, Metallica was up for Best Rock Album, and they gave it to, I forget who, but the dudes that play the flute. Like, it was not the same thing, and everyone was like, what the hell? I think split it and then don't ever worry about it again, because at this point in country, there are too many people doing too many different things to consider them all the same thing. You have to have some kind of a break
that argument for all of music.
I think you could. I think, yeah.
Also, I think people would disagree that no one's putting out rock anymore, but that's another conversation, perhaps for another time.
Yeah.
According to the Grammy website, traditional country music, quote, adheres to the more traditional sound structures of the genre, including rhythm and singing style, lyrical content, as well as traditional country instrumentation.
Three chords in a story.
Acoustic guitar, steel guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, piano, and live drums.
Right.
Contemporary country music remains reminiscent and relevant to the legacy of country music's culture, while also engaging in more contemporary music forms. So based on that, you would have your Morgan Wallen and your Post Malone.
They would move over to contemporary.
In the contemporary.
And then you would have some of the old, the alternative guys staying in traditional. Okay.
Yeah, but then it would depend on, it would depend on what's going in, what song's going in, because I think even an argument could be made for some of these artists to go in traditional that would have some songs.
I agree. This is going to be a mess.
I weep for the person whose job it is to to sit there and take into consideration what goes where.
Good luck.
That's rough.
Wow.
But that is a change that's coming and a welcome change for many. Mm. So back to Friday the 13th. What does that mean? Why is it messing with our heads so badly, even if you're not superstitious? Mm. So there is a term for this in psychology. It's illusory correlation. So that's our tendency to make connections between unrelated things or events.
Okay.
So if you, on your way to work, spill your coffee, you're going to blame it on Friday the 13th, not the pothole.
Because you already have
it. You're blaming it on Friday the 13th, not the fact that you're hungover and not paying attention.
Long story short, we see what we want to see.
Yes.
So if you go in believing that Friday the 13th.
Or not even going in. I mean, someone tells you later and you go, oh.
Then all of a sudden it makes sense. Oh, wow.
Because our brains always try to make sense of things.
That's exactly what happened to me. I showed up. I was like, what's wrong, Dan? I was like, oh my God, it's Friday. It has to be Friday the 13th. Interesting.
Psychologists say when life feels bad or chaotic, just it's human nature
to
look for someone or something to blame.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's not us.
No, it can't be you.
It has to be something else. What is it? So superstition gives our brains that thing. And the few studies that have looked at stuff like accidents, we mentioned the money side. If you look at things like accidents, they haven't found any significant trends to say that it's more dangerous than other Fridays.
It's so different than any other day, essentially.
I'd say it's safer because, again, if we are losing that much money because people aren't going out of their homes, it's the safer day.
There's a good percentage of us that are hiding.
You might get an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. This is the day. Take some risks. Roll the dice. Nothing can go wrong.
Waking up is the risk today for some. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Monica, Frito and Katie, how you doing?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
We're good. All right, you ready to do this thing?
Can you explain a little bit what I'm doing?
100%, Monica. 100%. So you're going to get 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. Your goal is to get them all right. Now, you can pass on any of the questions. And if you pass and, you know, have enough time at the end, you'll get a second crack at those passes. But once you give us an answer, that is locked in. You cannot change your answers. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Is Katie ready?
I am ready. Okay, here we go, Monica.
Okay.
What is the name of SpongeBob SquarePants' next door neighbor?
I do know. SquarePants.
A large underground chamber, typically of natural origin, in a hillside or a cliff. A large underground chamber is called a what?
Cavern. Cavern.
Part of the Massachusetts militia, these were the men that were prepared to fight at a moment's or minute's notice. They were called...
Minute Maid.
When the moon blocks the sun's rays from hitting the earth, is it a lunar or solar eclipse? So the moon blocks the sun's rays from hitting the earth. Lunar or solar?
Lunar.
The outside edge of a book where pages are gathered and bound, usually faces out on a bookshelf.
Monica, I really enjoyed that.
This was amazing. This was probably one of my favorite quizzes to date.
Outstanding gameplay.
I love the two of you.
You got the freebie. That is important. The freebie is important. Who is playing with you? Who's your partner for this?
Andy.
Hey,
Andy.
What's up, Andy?
Yes.
Okay.
He got upset. Say hi. He said hi.
He wants to get back in there. He wants to do it again.
Yeah. Well, Andy, you need to sign up.
Both of you need to go sign up.
Let's just get a redo.
Because, Monica,
that.
We can play again.
Yes, we can.
So go sign back up.
Okay. Will do.
Thank you, guys.
We'll sign up again.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, and it was solar eclipse, but the other three,
yeah,
we did get.
Yeah, we got there. We got there. again, this is, it takes a couple of swings to get a home run. So please sign up yourself as well. We'd love to have you on thebullhouston.com/con. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, home of 10,000 for the troops. We always like to hear your whys. Like, the why are you moved to write a letter or a card or color in a sheet for this campaign? And if you have one to share with us, 713-881-5500, that is not the only way. You can also email us, text us, whatever.
Yeah, so this is an email that we got. Actually, it came in late last night because this guy who wants to remain anonymous saw Nick Russo on TV.
Huh, that's right. He was on
KPRC, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
So he writes, "Hey, I just want to say thank you for this letter writing campaign. I saw Nick Russo on TV and I'm glad I did. I wanted to make you aware of a group you might never have heard of. There might be other names out there now, but I'd only ever heard of us referred to as single soldiers. A single soldier is an enlisted person with no real family to speak of. When I joined, I had no wife, no kids, and while I had an okay time with my foster family at the end, I wouldn't have considered us close. I effectively had no one. For a lot of the guys, mail call was their favorite time. They'd get letters from their loved ones, letters from home, reminders of a life that was different from this one, reasons to keep fighting, even a treat or two. But for some of us, those were bad days in a sea of worse days. Then one day, I was in a really dark place, and I got a letter from a nice lady in Ohio. I didn't know her from Adam, but she wrote a few kind words and included a printed prayer. I kept that with me all through my deployment in Afghanistan. And I can tell you, I now volunteer to write cards to other single soldiers for the USO and other groups because I know what that meant to me. It truly doesn't sound like much, but no one wants to feel forgotten. And just writing a few lines to acknowledge a stranger, that's bigger than you'll ever know. I hope that helps you get all the cards you need. I know I'll be mailing mine tomorrow. God bless you, and Terry Peters from Dayton."
Goodness. I've never thought about that before, that these cards could be the only thing.
Only mail they get.
The only mail that they get. And again, it doesn't take long to do it. All you need to do is make a card. You can find out all the details online, thebullhouston.com. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. We were talking about your whys for 10,000 for the troops, brought to you by Mack Hike, Chevy Cares. Katie was just sharing a letter or an email that we had received. And a lot of you guys, obviously, very touched by that. This person texted, "Bawling in my car. God bless you, Terry from Canton." This person texts in, "My why is my father served in Vietnam. When doing your duty was not looked at the same way it is today. The effect that had on him has never left me. Now I take any chance I have to say thank you to the people who defend our freedom because it might truly be the only time they hear it. We'll be bringing cards to John Deere tomorrow. Thank you guys for putting this on this year." Fantastic. This person texts in, "I have 120 cards coming your way from summer campers at, I'm going to botch this, St. John's Vianney Catholic Church, Vianney. Thank you. The employment of this as an activity for the young kids is one of our favorite things that we do."
Oh, gosh.
How cool is that?
I love
the kid ones. The kid ones kid get cars. Me. The kid ones. The kid ones
well,
have wrecked me this
year.
We
might have to talk about some of that next week.
That we are debating. No, I see. This is the thing.
But
I know
all cards are encouraged.
I know for a fact, because we've talked to a lot of people this year so far that said that have been overseas. They said the kid cards really do strike a chord with them. So we've been encouraging you guys, even if it's printing out the coloring sheet from thebullhouston.com and just having them color that, please do it. Because again,
there's room for other pictures.
Yes, there.
And a few words.
But yes,
they can still get very creative on those.
Guys, thank you. I cannot wait to see those. And remember, again, like we said, King Ranch Ag and Turf, we are going to be there from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. tomorrow in Spring. If you want to drop off your cards, have a convenient location, we'll take them all from you.
Also, if you are with a group or a summer camp or anything like that, you can always reach out to the show. We've got a few pickups that we're going to be doing next week. We're happy to come by and get yours. If you're unable to make it out here, you can't get to Mack Hike Chevy,
mm-hmm.
just tell us, and we will arrange something.
And yeah, 713-881-5500. You can call us anytime. The text line is actually an amazing way to do this. If you just have a question about it or so, just text us, we will help you. Anything we can do to help you get these cards to us and then overseas with our friends from Boots for Troops, we're going to do. Find out more at thebullhouston.com.
If you smell!
Sean
is cooking.
Friday the 13th. I just want to, again, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, and this should be a joyous hit that I'm doing right now.
I mean,
we talked about Jimmy Ward. That's not fun at all.
No.
This should be fun. The Astros won a series. They beat the White Sox 4-3 last night. So they lost that first game, but then they took the next two.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're heading into a series with Minnesota this weekend,
not bad.
A little momentum.
Yeah.
And now, here we are, there's a little bit of bad news sprinkled in on the back end of this baseball game last night.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So Isak Paredes, who I think you could argue has been the Astros' best player this year, it's him or Jeremy Pena, have been the best player on the team this year. Just an innocuous run down to first base last night and pulls a hammy. Pulls his left hamstring. Mm. Here's the problem. Hamstrings are tricky. Soft tissue. You never know when it's going to heal.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Is it's just one of those nagging injuries.
You ever pull a hammy? Katie and Frito, you guys ever pull a hamstring? Yeah, lingers.
I have strong hams, man. I don't tell you this. Yeah, I have not ever. I've never gotten into a situation where the ham went bad. I've had other injuries.
Hams or just general ham that you've cooked for Christmas.
My hams, dude. Yeah,
it's hard to pull a hammy playing video games.
what are you talking about, Katie? I stand up and sit down.
That was a strong zing right there. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing about this Isak Paredes hamstring. And congrats to the Astros for winning the game last night. But the Astros are not the most, I don't know if it's an honesty issue or if it's a competency issue, whatever. As we've talked about Yordan Alvarez's hand,
the three of us.
Kyle Tucker's leg last year where they said it was a contusion for 3 months.
Yeah.
Come to find out it's a broken leg.
You don't get the whole story necessarily.
Literally a broken leg. So after the game last night, Joe Espada had this to say about Isak Paredes' hamstring injury.
Yeah, he said, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine. So we'll know how he feels tomorrow, right? He still just came off the field, adrenaline, so... We'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up, and we'll check him out.
I just hate this. I hate having the we're gonna. Well, we'll check him out tomorrow. It's a hamstring. Isak Paredes saying he wants. I wish Joe Espada hadn't even shared that he said he wanted to play tomorrow. I don't need to know a player diagnosing himself on a hamstring. As Joe pointed out, with the adrenaline still flowing, we've got enough trouble with the Astros and reporting injuries already. I don't need a player right after the game self-reporting his machoism to the manager of wanting to play.
I'm good.
Just don't tell us that. Joe,
rub some dirt on it. It'll be fine.
Because this organization has a tendency sometimes to look at things too optimistically with the injuries. Like, oh, no, he's doing great. He's swinging a bat. He'll be back anytime now. That's what they've been saying about Yordan Alvarez. Come to find out the hand's broken, So,
hey, man.
This is bad news for if they lose Paredes here for any extended period of time. I'm telling you, this is bad news. He's been a really, really good baseball player.
This is the same thing. This happens in everyday life, too. People get it, not injuries, they get sick, and they try to, play through the pain at work, and then you end up with, a miserable month where they're only kind of going half speed. Dude, just take the time. It's a hammy. Rest the hammy.
Get off the road.
Let it heal. Then come back at full strength where you will be useful.
You have to. Because a hamstring, you can't come back at 80%, because as soon as you play with it at 80%,
it's gone.
Back to 2%.
Yeah,
I think he just wants to get it out there that if he's benched, it's not his fault. If it were up to him, he'd be playing.
He's showing desire.
Hey, I'd play.
That's a smart tactic.
They told me.
He's hungry.
They told me to stay home.
Exactly. I would.
Yeah.
I'd be there for you guys.
They'd hold me back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th. That's all I'm saying.
It's Friday the 13th as it gets.
Not good.
Exactly.
Hammies. Go home.
Rest.
Do not leave your house if you have not already. It's weird energy out there today.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day to you,
Bull Nation.
May you make it to Sunday.
I better. I'm getting a free meal. I love it.
I'll see you next week. Yeah.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Do you nerd out over unexpected celebrity friendships?
Sometimes. It has to, I mean, it depends on the friendship.
Like, for, I'll give you an example. Zach Brown of Zach Brown Band and Brock Lesnar.
It's not surprising.
You don't find that. I find that one to be like jaw-droppingly surprising. And not because like Zach Brown seems like such a chill dude.
Oh, fair.
And Brock.
I think they're both jacked.
They are both. I mean, I guarantee you.
At the gym.
I'll tell you right now, that's how Zach Brown got that ripped, is hanging out with Brock Lesnar. But I also just like, I don't picture Brock Lesnar being a guy that just cruises around to like chicken fried and toes and, you know, it's just not what. Anyway, I bring you a new one today for your consideration. Zach Top and John Stinking Daly.
The golfer?
The icon, okay. John Daly. Yes, he is famous for golf. I would say he is more famous for how he golfs, mainly so drunk that it is amazing. He is an icon of the game, and apparently he is the world's biggest fan of Zach Top.
John Daly FaceTiming me every few days. He just will be in a bar drunk somewhere, and my song comes on or something, and he just calls me up, and he's like, hey, he calls me son. He's like, hey, son, what are you doing? And I don't know, we're just about to get on stage or whatever. And he's like, well, just wanted to let you know your dad loves you. I'll talk to you later. It's just like, that's what I needed to hear before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's the friggin' best.
It is incredibly possible, if not plausible, that John Daly does not remember any of this. It happens every couple of days. Doesn't mean anything. He might not remember any of these things have occurred, which is absolutely magical. Also magical, all of your cards, which we are actually trying to get a couple of stacks packed as we speak right now before we get out of here for the weekend. And by get out of here for the weekend, I mean go home for a bit and then going all the way out to spring to check in with you guys on the north side out at King Ranch Ag and Turf tomorrow.
Yeah, we will be there from 8 to 10 on the 250th birthday of the Army. So if you needed another reason to compel you to write some cards.
Okay.
That's a great one.
That is a great one. So come out. Remember, you do not have to have your cards pre-made. We will have card-making stations out there. So if you want to show up and participate, we would love to see you there. Get all the information you need online, thebullhouston.com. And we will see you back on the radio on Monday.